welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine Marie and Julie. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello. I'm Christine Marie, and I'm so delighted to be with you lovelies this evening. How about you, Julie?
I'm happy as can be. I've been playing my first time. I'm a newbie fantasy footballer today. And
me too.
Broke my cherry today on my first game. I'm losing, and guess who I'm losing to? You.
Mama.
Yes.
Your mama.
I made you join this team as well, and you're kicking my butt. You're kicking my butt, girlfriend. But we're gonna have an awesome, awesome show today.
Yeah,
We've got an amazing group.
I know. I'm so delighted to have this guest. Her name is Susanna Kennedy, and I just can't wait to hear what she has to say. You know, as a psychotherapist, I'm always interested in consciousness studies and how we can move through our ceilings and our limitations. Oh, I can't wait.
Love how she talks about it as an emotional mental detox. I mean, that's what she talks about.
Yes.
I'm like, yay, I can't wait.
But let me tell you something. She goes one step further and speaks of subconscious detoxing as well. Woohoo!
I know. It's going to be so much fun. And she lives in Hawaii, which I think is awesome. And I think that where I live is paradise, but it's paradise for the Midwest. I have the seasons. I love the seasons. You know, I think of Hawaii as just my brother and his wife went there for their honeymoon, and I see all these pictures, and I'm like, is it just this gorgeous all the time?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, it kind of is.
Possibly.
And so I'm like, that's awesome if you can live there. So we're going to talk to Susanna for our first half of our program, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, she's going to do a little exercise with us later on. I can't wait.
Yes, to be able to experience one of her meditations.
Yes, and then we're going to talk about kind of going to this idea about fantasy world, since I played fantasy football today, and how we can use fantasy world to kind of give our future self a little jolt in some sense.
Mm.
And I want to play with that a little bit.
Yes.
You know,
let's tell listeners, too, though, that before we get started, if anybody wants to buy our number one best-selling book on Amazon, The Clutterfly Effect, they buy it this week, let us know, send us the receipt, and we will give them as a gift the audio version.
Yes. And if you're
done by us.
Done by us. So if you're not sick of our voice yet, you may be. No, I'm just joking. But it's good to have the author's voice. You'll really get to know us well. We let it all hang out there, that's for sure.
We do.
And
I have, Julie, in honor of you and I having this show, I'm looking out my window, and I have a mama deer and a baby deer drinking out of our little fountain.
Ah.
That's sweet.
It's very sweet.
So I'm the mama. I'm metaphorically. I'm the mom and you're the baby deer, you know. All right.
There we go.
All right.
If you want to go down that path, sure. I don't think everything has to be a metaphor for our life, but why not? Yeah. Hey, let's take the party there. I love it.
Right.
I love people working with metaphors. But, you know, we're going to bring Susanna Kennedy in real quick, but I just want to say, you know, growing up, you got your master's in psychotherapy when I was in school, and you were always on this level of working with your subconscious and really decluttering our mind, and knowing that this work that you do with your subconscious mind is so powerful because it does put a ceiling on your results, on the success that you allow into your life. So I've always been so familiar with the talk, and so when I see other people doing such great on the edge, leading edge work in this field, I'm so, so thrilled with it to be here and to talk to that. So I'm going to bring Susanna on now.
Oh,
I can't wait. All right. Susanna, are you there?
I am here. Aloha.
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 I'm going to bring you on, but I'm glad you're here. But I'm going to also toot your horn a little bit, because I'm going to tell all of our guests, all of our lovelies out there, that Susanna Kennedy, she's the founder and director of Reality Crafting Institute. Love that name, because we're going to talk about future visioning and fantasy world after Susanna today. And after experiencing a spontaneous consciousness awakening that allowed her to tap into the universal science of consciousness and creation, Susanna left a successful 18-year career, which is very brave of her,
yes,
as a corporate training consultant to found Reality Crafting Institute. So for more than 13 years, Institute graduates have upgraded their consciousness and their lives by using her unique programs and powerful methods. Her clients find freedom from past limitations and experience expanded levels of consciousness, peace, harmony, abundance, and creativity in their daily lives.
Wow.
And I want to say one more thing, because I was reading a lot of her testimonials, and I just love this one that someone gave you, Susanna. I just thought this was great. He goes, his name from Robert, he goes, "I don't know how it works. I don't know how it works. It seems so simple and easy, but God, it feels good to release so deeply. I feel fresh, new, and clean. And I may even have start having more fun with life."
Yes.
Thank you, Susanna.
That's so awesome, because we don't need to know.
Yes, we don't need to know.
No.
It just works. So, Susanna, I got to ask this question first, because I think it's so brave of you. I always pray that I can be this brave. Yeah, you went from a corporate business consultant to a well-respected teacher in this new field of energy healing. It seems your consciousness awakening was a turning point in your life. You know, would you share a little about that experience, that turning point for you, and how it relates to your work you do now? And how were you scared at that point, or was it just easy for you to say, "Yes, I'm jumping in"?
Well, it was almost like I didn't have a choice, but let me lay out the groundwork for how it happened, and you'll understand. Well, I was like you said, in the corporate business world, but you know, I was a mother. I've been married for 22 years, had two teenage children, and you know, just real American Pie, you know. And one morning I woke up and had this energy running up my spine that was just like intense and fiery, and that was a little scary. That was pretty scary, because I didn't know what it was. It had my spine actually undulating on the bed. And I kind of like cried out. You know, nobody was around at that moment, but I cried out and said, "Oh my God, what's happening to me?" And I heard, "You are giving birth to yourself. Just breathe."
Wow.
And so I did the Lamaze breath. Seemed appropriate. And it took about an hour and a half for this energy to, you know, finally settle down. And when it did settle down, I felt like a completely different person. And I knew that who I thought I was up until that moment in time was not who I was at all. And that who I wasn't really sure about all of it, but I could feel the vastness of my being. And I could tell that I was here for a reason, and I had to find out what that was and start doing it. I got like really, all of a sudden, mission-oriented, like, I have arrived now. What am I supposed to do? And I'm going to go do it. And but when I looked at myself, I had this, I was now in this whole different consciousness, a different perspective, looking at who I thought I was, and recognized it as just a, the way it showed up to me was like a computer program. It was a false identity that I had constructed, and it wasn't, you know, just me who does this. This is what we all do when we come into this life. We create, because who we are really are these vast, beautiful beings of love light. We're like shining stars, each one of us. And we decide to, you know, come and incarnate and come into a body. And we have to, you know, have like an identity. And you're talking about fantasy worlds later on. So if you go into a game world and you choose, you know, they call them avatars. You choose your identity. You have a, you know, some of them you can choose what you look like and, you know, your name and all of that. Well, that's kind of what we do. We choose an identity for this lifetime, or we choose to create an identity. And the way that we do it in our first 7 years of life is that we're in this brainwave state that's very much like hypnosis. And we're just absorbing everything, just recording everything that happens. And actually that recording begins at the moment of our conception. So everything that's going on with our mother and in the home and everything that's going on from conception is all recorded. And all of that goes into what then after the brain forms is like the right hemisphere of the brain, what some people call the subconscious. It all goes in there. But that right hemisphere of the brain is also the part that has pattern recognition. So all this information is coming in, and we're recording all of it, but it's going to start paying more attention to the things that repeat, because if it happens more than once, it must be important, right? So it's looking for repeating patterns, and then it makes up a meaning for that pattern. So,
okay. Yeah, cool.
So say in your life, you have an elder brother, and you notice this pattern of he seems to get his way all the time instead of you. And so you decide, so you notice the pattern, and then you make up a meaning. So some people might say it's because he's a boy. Some people might say it's because he's older. Some people might say it's because he's bigger. Some people might say it's because mom and dad love him better, or I'm not lovable, or I'm this or I'm that, and therefore that's why they give him his way. So we make up a meaning, everybody makes up a different meaning, and then we make up a response to it. And we might try a few different things out to see what works best, but, you know, some people, you know, they might, my daughter did the whining thing. She would whine, and that noise would, like, just stop it, give her what she wants, you know. Some other people might have a temper tantrum. Some might cry. Some might withdraw. Some might, it might be dangerous to have a temper tantrum in your family. You might, you know, that might be met with, you know, some physical punishment so that you don't do that. But maybe, you know, you, what you need to do to survive is you go along and you play along with it, and you smile on your face, and, oh, it's everything's fine, and then you get back at them later. And so you might create, like, a passive-aggressive pattern. So that's how, that's what we do, and we do it in millions of different ways, and that creates our self-identity. So we're creating it in the first 7 years, and then boom, at about 7 years, the left brain functioning comes online, and everything that was recorded in the first 7 years is in the subconscious. And the left brain functioning is, it functions in a different frequency, so it's like a different bandwidth. So like AM and FM radio, you know, they don't, they can't connect with each other because they're in different bandwidths. So that's why the conscious mind and the subconscious mind really can't communicate with each other. So anyway, after my experience, I knew that if I didn't do something to clear that programming, that I wasn't going to be able to be who I am or do what I came here to do. So I went on, my first mission was to find a way to clear that out. And I, and that's how I came to develop the emotional mental detox program.
Wow. So Susanna, you know, what you described, at least how I hear it, would have been a kundalini experience.
Christine, I have that page up. I'm exactly where I wrote down that exact word.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. But what I wanted to know is, had you been aware of that, or had you been studying it, or was it really that spontaneous?
It was spontaneous. I didn't know what it was, and I was not doing any meditation at the time. I was interested in, you know, I would say metaphysical things. I did a lot of reading, and but I didn't, I wasn't meditating, I wasn't doing kundalini meditation or yoga or anything, and I never even knew that word until years later, because at the time that it happened to me, I tried to find something, you know, to describe it, and I couldn't find anything that exactly fit. And then years later, I found the description of a kundalini awakening, and that seems to fit what I experienced pretty well.
You bet. That, to have it so spontaneous is, like you said, you were just ready. You were ready for it. That's. I'm glad you were open to that experience and just open to what happens next. That's just amazing. You talk a lot about toxic thoughts and toxic emotions. What do they? What kind of effect do they have on us?
Well, if we define toxic as being anything that's going to bring down our life force energy, so that, you know, there's a certain vibration of health that we can have in our body, and when you bring anything into your body or into your energy field that vibrates slower than that, or, you know, you would call it a lower frequency if it vibrates slower, that will bring down your life force energy. So just kind of generally, that's how I define toxic. So thoughts and emotions all have, everything has its own frequency, its own kind of energy signature where it vibrates. And so emotions and thoughts that bring down your life force energy, you know, over time, they can cause illness for sure, you know, because it's bringing down your life force, so it's not, the life force energy isn't able to move through your body and get to all the places in your body that it needs to go, so it doesn't get the energy it needs. And so illness can occur. But also, toxic emotions accumulate in your body, and besides making you sick, they attract, you know, the law of attraction. They're going to attract like energies to them. So they're going to attract more of what you have inside of you. And so that's why we get a lot of trauma and drama and pain, is because of this toxic thoughts and emotions that are inside us that just keep creating more of that. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, they look at their lives and they have a lot of stress, say, and they think the stress is because, you know, I lost my job, or I'm going through a divorce, or, you know, I'm not getting along with my mother, you know, whatever it is, they think that causes the stress, but it's actually a symptom. And it's, you know, the core reason is these toxic thoughts and emotions and subconscious programs that are going on inside.
Mm-hmm. So is there a way then, doing your work, do we then, I don't know how to say this, but we are able then, better able to, when we have these negative emotions, negative thoughts, which are just, you know, part of the human experience, we experience them in a different way, that they don't bring down our life force, or lower our vibration? Or are we...
Well, we're going to actually, in the emotional mental detox, we're going to actually... they call it transmute. You transform it. So emotions, negative, you know, toxic emotions will actually be transformed into love. And the programs and the subconscious programs and the thoughts that are generated from them are neutralized. So you just don't have them anymore. It eliminates the triggers. You know, those. Mm. those triggers when somebody does something and, you know, we say, it triggered me or it pushed my buttons.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And we do this automatic thing where, you know, boom, you push that button, this is what I do. And I do it so fast and it's over before I ever had a chance to even consciously think about it. So it eliminates the triggers. So what you get then is you have this new level of peace and grace, and you are not creating the trauma and drama anymore. So it's just more peace, more groundedness, more confidence, more centeredness. So you get to a place where it doesn't matter what's going on around you. You are just in this place of peace and calm, and you can respond in a really conscious manner because you're present and you're not, you know, when we get triggered, we go into the past and we respond from the past. So we're not in the present.
Mm-hmm.
And so we keep recreating things and we attract people who will play that game with us. But when
wow.
you're really conscious in the present moment, you can choose your response. And also because you've cleared and detoxed the lower frequencies, you are now going to be radiating at a higher frequency. So more of the love light that you are is going to be shining forth from you. And so you're going to attract more love, more compassion, mm-hmm. more integrity from others. And
that
you attract that.
So awesome.
So, Susanna, you've talked about, you know, just about now about the importance of detoxing our subconscious as well as our thoughts and emotions. So what role really does the subconscious play in our lives?
Well, the scientists, the neuroscientists have, you know, done all these studies, and they found out that 90 to 95% of our waking time were in our subconscious or were responding subconsciously. So if you think about all of the thoughts that go on in a day, a lot of them are repetitive.
Yeah,
you know, same
sure.
thoughts every day. And then we talked about the triggers and the automatic responses and, you know, the habits that we have and the rituals that we have and all the time that we spend just kind of on automatic pilot. And that only about 5% of the time are we really present and conscious. So when we're trying to create the life that we want, it's our whole consciousness, the 5% that's present and conscious and the 95% that's not together, or 100% that is that's manifesting our reality. So it's like our consciousness is the film. Our life force is the light that runs through the projector, right? And our consciousness is the film, and our life is what gets projected, the reality that gets projected out into our consciousness. So 95% of our life and our reality is coming from the subconscious. So if we want to really be able to take and master conscious creation and really mm-hmm. master our own lives, then we want to be more and more and more conscious during the day and not be acting out of these subconscious programs.
Mm-hmm. Well, especially since our subconscious was in the first 7 years of our life being programmed, you know, I get the inner child work now because... We're, you know, that's where we're coming from in so many ways. So,
yes.
Yeah, I wanna make sure I work on that pretty well. I don't wanna be playing in that field. I wanna play in this upper field. You know, what about the influences of genetics in all of this? You know, aren't we just stuck with the genes passed down from our parents and ancestors, and then also like just the programming of our family in some sense?
Well, we we are until we're not. We are until we can clear it. So it is passed down, and but you know the work, the whole new field of science called epigenetics, which is Dr. Bruce Lipton is a pioneer in that field and one of my personal heroes. And he proved 30 years ago that it's still taught in medical schools that genes control the biology. And what he proved is the environment around the cells is what controls the way the genes express themselves. They can express themselves in lots of different ways. And so so just to take it like really practical,
right.
So say you have in your family, the men in your family have a history of heart disease. And so what this whole epigenetic thing and how that relates to your emotions is like, say your great-grandfather, when he was a child, he was 2 or 3 years old and his puppy died. And that really kind of broke his heart. And then maybe his favorite grandma passed away. And then, you know, maybe a little later, his father left the family. And so he had this pattern of, you know, and the way he created the pattern or the meaning that he assigned to it was, whenever I love somebody, they leave me and I get hurt. So I'm going to close down my heart and I'm not going to get hurt anymore. And so when he makes that decision, it actually sends a signal to the body, and the body says, oh, close down the heart, you know, and it'll do something. It'll turn off some gene expression for a healthy heart. And then, so, you know, nothing obvious happens until he's older and he starts to have heart problems. But even before that even shows up, possibly, you know, he gets married, he has some kids, but he's made that decision to close down his heart, so he doesn't really connect with anyone deeply. And so he has children, and he's not really available emotionally. He doesn't really connect with them. And so his children make up stories about why Daddy doesn't love me, you know, and they usually make it up about themselves, like I'm not good enough, or I'm not smart enough, or I'm not, you know, athletic enough, or whatever it is. And so not only do the genes get passed down, but the emotional patterns get passed down. But just as he could, with one thought, one decision, create that heart problem by saying, I'm going to close down my heart so I don't get hurt anymore, you can just as easily turn it back on or clear all of those kind of patterns and programs that lead to the illnesses, and just open it back up again. And in a frequency of love, see, he was in a frequency of sadness or anger, maybe, when he said that, you know, when he made that command to his body. You know, we, in the emotional mental detox, I take you into a place where you're in the frequency of love, a real high frequency of love, and you're giving intentional commands that are for your highest good, and they're not toxic or taking away life force. They are adding to, they are enhancing your life force.
Well, I know it can be done in an instant, because I or with help, but I know, Mom, I'm going to rat you out a little bit, because I know a story from your past when you were a young child, how you were forced to give up your dog that you loved so much.
I was just thinking about that.
Yeah, and you said that, I remember the story, you told us growing up that you said, I would never, ever love another animal like I did. I'll never have my heart broken.
Mm-hmm.
And so growing up, we had one dog, But he was always an outside dog and so forth. And mm-hmm. and then later in life, he said, you know what? I'm going to be open to a dog that lives with us.
Yes.
And within a decision, we had two puppies,
yes.
border collies. And our life, your life changed immensely. And so, but all the work that you had done previously probably set you up
absolutely.
To make a decision. So,
yes.
Suzanne, we're talking right now with Susanna Kennedy, amazing woman. She's also the author of Sacred Union, Pathway to Paradise, but she is the founder and director of Reality Crafting Institute, and talking about getting into detoxing our emotions, our toxic thoughts, and our subconscious programming. So I'm loving this conversation,
yes,
Susanna.
Me
thank
too.
You. Thank you so much. So what does it really feel like, though, to get to that point where we are free from toxic thoughts and emotions and subconscious programming? What does it really feel like?
Well, it's freedom.
yay!
In your question, you had the answer. It's a real freedom. And what it feels like to me and what I hear from my clients is a peacefulness and a gracefulness that, you know, life just unfolds very, very gracefully. The struggle and the stress is gone, and you just kind of glide through life, and you open up. A lot more synchronicities happen when you are open and when you're present. You know, so the synchronicities are the things where the universe is taking care of things for you and just lining it up, and your wish is my command. And, you know, because before that, you know, you've got this combination of people who, like, do affirmations, mm-hmm. you know, they put out what they want consciously, but they've got 95% of them, you know, saying something else. So
yes.
you send the universe mixed messages, and so you don't really get what you want, or sometimes you do, or sometimes you don't, and sometimes it's, you get something, but it's distorted. That's because of the mixed messages between your conscious and your subconscious. So your ability to manifest increases dramatically. It really puts you on a whole different octave of grace and ease in life.
That's awesome. Now,
you bet.
I know that to get free from all this toxicity, you've created this program called Conscious Technology. What is that? You know, how does it work?
Yeah, the consciousness technology is just kind of the general name that I use for to create everything that I do. And it's using the high frequencies of love, connecting you in a very particular way with the highest aspect of you, with your internal creative source as a co-creator. And so love, intention, coming from the creative source, and I put it all in a guided meditation format so that it's just really easy for people to follow along, and you don't really have to be, you know, good at meditation. Because
well,
it's not
right.
the kind of meditation where, you know, I ask you to, you know, make your mind a blank slate or anything like that. It's a guided journey. It's a guided inner journey. And the frequency that I guide you to create by just, you know, imagining some colors and some shapes, you know, that create a frequency. And then, you know, I just kind of guide you to what to do next, what to do next. And, you know, I'm the navigator, but you're still in the director's seat. So you can, you know, follow along with the guidance, but you're actually doing it for yourself. So that's
awesome,
what I mean by guided. And so that kind of guided meditation style is what I've called my consciousness 2.0 technology, but it runs in the foundation of the emotional mental detox and the other more advanced programs that I do.
So would you mind leading us through a guided meditation right now? So
I would love to.
All our lovelies. Awesome. So I know some people are afraid of meditation, but a guided meditation with your voice, I can't wait for this journey to begin. So mm-hmm. all you lovely
people
out there, just
so it takes
relax.
About 10 minutes. Is that okay?
Yes, yes, that is fine.
Okay.
You've got the floor.
All
thank
right,
for,
great.
So
the name of this meditation is Triple Flame Energy Field Detox. And the reason I call it that is because we use the triple flame energy, which is pure divine love, pure divine wisdom, and pure divine power together. It's a synergistic blend of these three energies. And these are very high frequency energies, but when you put them together, oh, they are so powerful. And what we do in this meditation is to use that frequency to actually clear out your energy field, your aura, and clear out your meridian pathways. And your meridian pathways are, they're like, they're the pathways where your life force energy runs through your body. And they kind of look like, oh, like the, like your nervous system or your blood system, you know, if you've ever seen an anatomy picture and you see, you know, the blood vessels running through, it looks like that, or the lymph system. It looks just very much like that because it distributes throughout the body. They're called meridian pathways. So we clear those out, and that helps to let the life force energy run through your body without any restrictions, because they get clogged up, just kind of like blood vessels and arteries get clogged up. And so this clears them out. So here we go. Everybody, this is a good one to do sitting with your spine straight and your feet flat on the floor. And you start just taking some full, deep breaths. And with every breath, you just let yourself relax and relax even more. With every breath, more relaxed. And as you're taking these long, deep breaths, imagine that you're breathing in through the top of your head and out through the base of your spine. So just imagine that. Just pretend. Good. So as you're breathing in through the top of your head, imagine that there's a beam of light that comes from the sun, a white beam of light. And just let it go all the way through your body. It goes in the top of your head. Breathe it out the base of your spine. And then let it continue to go into the center of the earth. And when it goes into the heart of Mother Earth, she opens to it, she receives it, and she responds by sending up her own beam of love light, her own special signature of love light energy that is Mother Earth, up through the earth, entering the base of your spine. Breathe it up. Inhale it up. And then exhale it out the top of your head and let it continue and go back into the sun. So you have two beams of light, both anchored in the sun, anchored in the heart of Mother Earth as they pass through you. And these two energies dancing together, merging together, and expanding outward in all directions, filling up your body, filling up your energy field, filling up the room that you're in, so that you're sitting in a pillar of light. And with your imagination, direct the energy to create a sphere around you, a big hollow ball of energy. And it's going to be 88 inches in all directions around you. And you don't have to really know how big that is. Just the intention of 88 inches. It's a little over 7.5 feet. And it's all around you, up and down, all around. And this sphere of energy is going to start spinning now, and it's going to spin at the speed, at the frequency of compassion. This is divine compassion. And as it spins at this frequency, it creates a whole field of compassion inside the sphere that you're sitting in. So just allow yourself to open and receive that compassion energy. So this divine compassion is total non-judgment, total allowance for you to be just as you are, and total unconditional love for you just as you are. This energy field sees you as perfect, even if you don't see yourself that way. It sees the truth of the love light that you are. So just allow that in. And then taking your attention into the center of your chest, into your heart space, and we're going to align now with the highest aspect of you as you first emerged from the source of all that is. You know, we hear about the Big Bang, that there was just one big energy and then it just exploded. So that the divine sparks that came from that, that's, you're one of those. This is your I Am presence. And this is a part of your consciousness, your super consciousness, that is divine love and is divine wisdom and is divine creative power. And so let's align with that. You can do that by repeating after me. I am all that is. I am all that is. I am all that is. I am divine light. I am divine love. I am divine wisdom. I am divine power. I am divine grace. I am divine peace. I am the being of synthesis and fusion. I am that I am. Good. Now just feel that. This is your I Am presence aligned with you in your heart. So just feel that. Sense it. Good. Now, from that place, you are now aligned with your creative source, the source of your experience in this life. You've been given the gift to create your life, or your life experience. So let's give a command from this place, and commands from this level of consciousness must be obeyed in your reality. This is just for you in your reality. So you can repeat this after me. Activate, activate, activate the triple flame. And what you might be able to see in your imagination or sense is the pink flame of divine love and the yellow flame of divine wisdom and the blue flame of divine power. So just tune in to those. They're They're kind of been ignited now in the center of your chest. And now we're going to give another command. Repeat this one too. Purify, purify, purify my energy field. And so those flames start to swirl. They swirl. And they... It almost looks like a pastel tornado. And it's going to spin. And it's spinning in your heart chakra right now, in the center of your chest. And it's going to start to expand. And what happens is that anything that's vibrating at a slower or lower frequency than this triple flame is going to start to vibrate faster. So the triple flame causes the other energy, the slower, lower energy, to vibrate faster and faster until it matches and entrains and becomes one with the triple flame. And then that spiraling tornado is going to get taller, and it's going to come up, and it'll include your throat and your solar plexus area. And it's going to do the same thing, and it's going to just spin and transform the lower frequencies into divine love, divine wisdom, divine power. Good, good. Now it's expanding again. And now it's including about your forehead and down to your pelvic area. And it's clearing out anything that's in your field, that's in your body right now. Anything that's present. And it's expanding again, and it's including the top of your head and the base of your spine. And it's expanding again, and it's just really jumped now, and it's expanded now to fill up that sphere of compassion, 88 inches in all directions around you. So now it's just really occupying and spinning out your whole energy field. Okay, and we're going to do another command, so repeat this one after me. Purify, purify, purify my meridian pathways. So that's going to let it go deeper into those meridian pathways that I talked about before. And that's going to dissolve any plaque, any buildup, any balls of energy, dense energy. It burns them away. Now, you might be feeling heat in your body. I know my body always heats up when I do this, and I'm perspiring now. Some people feel it as coolness. Some people feel it as tingling. It may, as the energy tries to push through blockages, you might get some weird body movements, twitches. Your body might want to move or do something funny, like, you know, your leg just wants to jump or shake or something. You know, this is all normal. It's just the energy, and your body has its own intelligence, so it knows what to do to help move this energy and clear it. Good. Now we're going to give another command. Continue until completion. So continue purification until completion. Good. And so this might continue on then, you know, even after we're done with the show, as long as it needs to clear out what's present for you today. And we're going to give one more command. Recalibrate, align, balance, and harmonize for graceful integration. And I'll just say that one more time. Recalibrate, align, balance, harmonize for graceful integration. Okay, and now bring your awareness, your conscious awareness, fully into your body now. It might have traveled out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So bring it back. And that's okay if it did. So bring your awareness back into your body and fill your body with your awareness. So feel your skin and feel your toes and wiggle your toes and, you know, feel the hair on your arms. Just really be filling your body with your awareness. And coming to just really strong presence and vitality and centeredness in this moment, to be awake and attentive and alive with us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We are complete.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you so much, Susanna. That was unbelievable. I had a lot of, I felt a lot in my spine this time, especially my lower spine.
Oh, and I did feel heat in my heart center, and it heated. I was surprised how hot it did get for me.
Mm.
But Susanna, I love the work you're doing, because it reminded me of something that I had a mental image of about, I don't know, 6 months ago, where I saw this. I saw three flames. Not in the vibrant color that you have or the work that you were doing with spinning. And I almost felt like that was a foreshadowing of our experience tonight, because I just had a wonderful experience with these, working with you during this session. It was just amazing.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure there are people who want to go deeper.
Exactly. So how, if you want to go deeper into this subconscious work and this release work, how do our lovelies get a hold of you?
Okay, well, I have a class that's coming up, a teleclass, and actually three to choose from, so at different times. So if they were to go to, I made you your own special page on my website. It's my website is emdetox.com, so E for emotional, M for mental, detox.com, and then if you do /girlfriends, you
great.
Will be taken to my special offer for this class, these classes that are coming up.
Wonderful.
So emdetox.com/girlfriends.
Oh, that's perfect.
And Julie, let's make sure that not only do, you know, we put it up on the radio site, but we
send
it out to
our lovelies.
Yes.
And if you're not part of our list out there,
yes,
you can sign up at go right to theclutterflyeffect.com, put your name in that little box there. We send out emails, and we will send an email out notifying everybody about Susanna Kennedy's program starting soon. We'll also put it on our Twitter page as well. And I just can't wait. I think it's going to be smashing. Much success. And I love, love, love your energy, Susanna. You're vibrating really high, girlfriend.
That's
right.
Well, you guys are too, and I really enjoy. I've enjoyed this time with you. It's been great.
Oh, we have too. It's so awesome. You definitely are a girlfriend. You feel like a kindred soul, and I just want to thank you from the bottom of my newly advanced, enhanced heart.
So before we go with you, any last words to our lovelies?
Well, I would just like to say thank you for not only for showing up to listen to the show and taking the time to listen to me and what I have to offer, but for showing up on planet Earth. This is a real wonderful time on our planet, and each one of you is here for a reason. You all have some beautiful, unique gift to give to the transition that's going on right now. And we need you to be who you are and do what you came here to do. So I would just love to support you in being who you are. And, you know, this is a program that helps you to let go of what you are not so that you can be who you are
and, that's really
and do what you came here to do, because we need
like
you.
That.
We need you. We love you. We need you.
And just thank you for you showing up and for, you know, being willing to do your mission and being brave and courageous. And we truly honor that, Susanna. Thank you so, so much.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Susanna. Have a great, great night.
All right. Aloha.
Aloha.
Aloha. Yay.
Thank you, Susanna.
What a wonderful interview.
It was.
And, you know, lovelies out there, when Susanna said she's going to do a visualization, I'm like, you know what? Screw talking about fantasy football.
Yes.
Let's
yes.
go with the visualization.
I was so ready. I was so open to that. That was
too.
So awesome. And you can be rest assured that I will go to the archives and replay that for myself.
Exactly. I'm going to send an email with this information as well.
Yes.
Because the meditation alone, go back to the archives and play it. I mean, it happened about 30 minutes into the interview.
Mm-hmm.
And redo that meditation, that visualization with her. I know it was powerful. I felt it.
Mm-hmm.
And allow yourself to change.
Mm-hmm.
Allow yourself to
transform,
and to bring up bring up those lower vibrations into
and
a
just,
higher vibration.
Yeah, let him go there and let him reintegrate, as she called it, recalibrate. Awesome. I mean, I definitely feel a difference, and I feel more balanced, more at peace. It really is. Like the guy, what was it, Robert? I don't know how this works, but it works.
Exactly. I don't know how it works, but it works.
Exactly.
And like you said in our book, The Clutterfly Effect, we know how important it is to declutter those negative emotions,
mm-hmm.
those negative experiences that just keep coming up. They are those patterns that Susanna was talking about
mm-hmm.
in our lives. And we don't really know why we're behaving the way we do, because we don't want to behave this way. But
mm-hmm.
our subconscious mind just clicks in. Or
mm-hmm.
We call it our saboteur a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that wounded child.
Right.
And how do we, whatever you call it, whatever you say,
mm-hmm.
doing the work is so important.
And it's time to embrace all of that
mm-hmm.
in the frequency of love,
yes.
in the frequency of compassion,
yes.
and in the frequency of wisdom and empowerment. So we embrace all those lower, slower frequencies. We raise them up and we embrace them and reintegrate them into that new field.
Mm-hmm.
And that way we begin to manifest from that consciousness, from that field. That is extremely awesome.
Very much so. So I want to say thank you, everyone, for being on, listening to our show tonight. We know you could be listening, doing anything else, and we appreciate you listening tonight. And I know that you've enjoyed this time. And here comes our song. You can go to theclutterflyeffect.com, our Twitter page, Prosperity Duo. We love you guys. Shine your light. Be yourself.
And be a girlfriend.
Be a girlfriend. And here we go. Everybody needs a good girlfriend with a heart of gold. Bye-bye, everyone.